Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט saam met Philippine Morkel hier op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, goeiemôre. Wie is in die huis? En natuurlik op daardie noot wat ons altyd met die woord begin, groet ek julle in die wonderlike naam van Koning Jesus. Ja, sy gedagtes is nie ons gedagtes nie. Sy weë is nie ons weë nie. Dis baie, baie hoër. So ons kan vandag moed skep wanneer die Here ons weë en ons gedagtes bepaal. Dan kry ons rigting in die lewe. Dis baie hoër. Hy het baie, baie hoër dinge vir ons in stoor. So ja, dis lekker om vandag weer saam met julle hier op 'n woensdagoggend ingeskakel te kan wees. Boodskapies wat hier gekom het, laat ek net gou sien. Wie sê môre? Wie sê môre? Wie sê môre vanoggend? Laat ons sien. Shirley sê, goeiemôre Lady PM en gas. My naam is Shirley Davids van Abbotsdale wees. Gegroet, sy sê, sy het my gister gesoek. Ek het my boek gaan haal. Prachtig, Shirley. Dit is 'n moedleesboek in elke huishouding. Powerful testimony. Ek is geïnspireerd. Die story is diep en krachtig. Ek is weggevoer. En ja, hier is nog 'n boodskapie, maar gaan hierdie boodskapie vir later hou. Om jouself in die regte stemming te kry, kom ons luister na Robin Africa, my gas vandag. En sy sing vir ons Glory to the Lord. Ons is nou weer terug. Die tyd 7 minute oor 9.
Stuur jou WhatsApp nou na die ateljee. Stoor dit sommer op jou foon. 081-729-1657.
Die prachtige lied waar jy nou so pas na geluister het, Glory to the Lord, gesing deur my prachtige gas vandag hier. Sy lyk heel dazzling. And of course, it's Robin Africa. She's in the house and we are live on Facebook. Good morning to everyone who's visiting us on Facebook. And I see lots of messages that came through. Yes, yes, something. Let me just read this one. It says, it's from Sylvia Africa. She says, go, Robin Africa. Go, Robin Africa. Morning, morning, Sylvia. So nice to have you with us. And who else is visiting us? She's back. She's back. She's back. She's saying good morning to us.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Good morning, Philippine. Morning, listeners. And our beautiful guest we have in studio this morning. Good morning, Robin Africa. I know this is going to be a blessed, beautiful, beautiful coffee date. Coffee date with Philippine. Is always the best on a Wednesday. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day today. God bless. Amina Jewel is in the house.
The queen of gospel jazz. Who forgot? Yeah, last week, let me just tell you this story, Robin. Last week, she only realized, I think it was at the end of I think later in the day, she only realized, my goodness, it's Wednesday today. I was supposed to listen to Coffee Date. So I said to her, she needs to go and stand in the corner. But it's nice to have you back with us. Amina, thank you so much for tuning in. And who else wants to say good morning to us? Nadia in my Evelyn is in the house. Sy sê, vir dag sit hulle bank vas om te luister. So die bank gaan nie beweeg nie. So nice to have you with us, Nadia. And who else is in the house? Iemand wat ook lanklaas vir ons gegroet het, is Shanae Stone. She says, morning Lady PM. Shanae Stone van Stellies is in die huis. Sy sê, dis goed om terug te wees. Nou weet jy, Shanae, wat maak ons met mense wat lanklaasie was? Ons sê, hulle gaan staan in die hoekie. But welcome, 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 Shanae, all the way from Stellenbosch. Zalia Hendricks. She says, morning, Robin, gorgeous woman of God. Oh, ikomi boodskappe dear. Zaylia, good morning to you. But now it's such a privilege to introduce my guest this morning, who is, when she came here this morning, you could see she was very excited to come and share her story with you. And of course, it's Robin Africa. Now, Robin hails from Cape Town, but she is also a traveler at heart. She had the opportunity to live overseas for a while and experience God in profound ways, starting with her first trip to Cambodia. She comes from a close and loving family. She has an older sister and also had a younger brother who recently passed away. She is also the proud mother to the most beautiful daughter who will be turning 8 in April. Wow! She's also a gospel singer and she writes her own songs. Welcome, 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 Robin.
Wow. Thank you, Lady Philippine Mogul. You have absolutely no idea how much this means to me that I can be back in studio and that I can testify about the goodness of God.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you to your amazing, lovely listeners
for welcoming me.
Oh, wow. That is just so beautiful. Yes. It just shows the true heart of Coffee Date and Cape Pulpit. So thank you so much for having me. And I just know that God is going before us and He is going to do a mighty work in the listeners' hearts and in our hearts.
Indeed.
So yes, God to God, the glory, as the song says.
Amen. She's such a natural. I think I should switch places with her. She should come and sit on this side
and be the
presenter.
You're the queen of Coffee Date.
But nonetheless, let me ask you a few questions. Mm-hmm. You were raised by a loving mom and a stepdad. Please share with the listeners.
Yes, I think I delved much more into this the last time I was here. Mm-hmm. So I remember being so emotional in studio the last time speaking about this. But my mom has always been a single mom since I was 4 years old, right? With my sister and myself. And I mentioned in my previous session with you that then I met my hero, who was my stepdad, at the age of 11.
Sure.
And he was our hero.
My goodness.
He swept my mom off of her feet.
Sure.
And he loved my sister and myself as if we were not just his own, but as if we were his friends as well. Mm. He never forced anything upon us to call him dad or to just go with his way or anything. He made us feel that we were the ones that were important.
Oh, wow.
And so being raised by my stepdad, that was such a blessing. And obviously it was just myself and my sister in the home growing up with my mom and my stepdad. Mm. Later on, my sister got older. And she moved out and she still lives in the USA.
Oh, wow.
And she's still a traveler as we speak, traveling the world. So, yes, so that's me. And I mean, through the grace of God, I've seen how God came through for my mom, how she trusted God to for every small minor detail of her life.
Mm.
We never struggled. I don't remember what it's like to say, oh, I can't get that, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. My mom, and she never struggled to make a way. Mm. Everything just flowed because of how she trusted in the Lord. So that love and trust immediately is what I adapted.
Mm.
And unfortunately, I became a single mom as well. Didn't expect that.
Yes.
I had my time in the wilderness, and I had my backslidden moments. But immediately when my daughter was born, I recommitted my life to the Lord.
Awesome.
And that was when the Lord said, there's always grace for people who wants to recommit their lives to the Lord. For there's no more condemnation.
Amen.
And when we hold ourselves in condemnation, we can't experience God's grace.
Absolutely.
And if we don't do that, we are distracting God's kingdom purposes.
Yes.
So it's not about me and my faults.
Amen.
At the end of the day, it's all about the kingdom work.
Beautiful.
So that's what I'm here for.
I love that. I love that. Shoo, luisteraars, as it so begin, dan wil ek net vir julle sê, hierdie kingdom bouwing, hy gaan nie land nie, gaan net stuig. Yes, someone who would like to say good morning to us. Just stayed for Coffee Date.
Coffee Date, Coffee Date. Dis tyd vir koffiedייט. Dis 9 in die môre. Lady PM opgewonde. Koffiedייט, koffiedייט. Skakel in by koffiedייט en roer jou geloofslepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepels. Roer jou geloofslepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepel. Koffietyd, koffietyd. Dis tyd vir koffietyd. Dis 9 in die môre en die Boeing gaan ons styg. Kom roer saam.
Oh, wow. Kom roer saam. Ricardo Benet nooi julle om saam te kom roer met sy koffiedייט liedjie. Oh, wow. I just love this song. Sjoe, dat ligge mense maar net op uit enige situasie. Want ons weet die Here gaan weer vandag mooi werk. Shay is in die huis. Nog 'n dametjie wat in die hoekie moet gaan staan. Sy sê, good morning, Lady PM. Robin and all koffiedייט listeners. Shay is in the house now. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Remte wil te hoor wat die Here wil sê, dan sê sy agterna, geen hoekie staan ry vir my vandag nie. Nee, julle is op julle pos, jy en Amy, julle sal beslis nie vandag in die hoekie gaan staan. Ricardo, dankie vir daardie pragtige, pragtige lied. Nou, Robin, welcome once again.
Yes, thank you.
You mentioned and you shared with me that you made many choices in life.
Mm-hmm.
Some good and some bad. Can mm-hmm. you please share with the listeners?
Sure. So, if I can give in a nutshell, a little bit. So, I wasn't always the most obedient child. And I think my mom can say, yeah. But when I was 17 years old, that was when I actually found true salvation. Now, a lot of people might say, wow, 17, you're still a child. You don't really know much of the world to understand and appreciate full salvation. But my previous years before that, I was living as if I was like 5, 6, 7 years older ahead of myself, sure. You know, getting into wrong things, having older friends, doing what older friends do. And that was just so wrong. So when I was 17 years old, full salvation, I was so grateful. And I literally felt, you know, like the song says, amazing grace. I once was blind, but now I see. And at that moment, I remember sitting in youth gathering on a Friday, 17 years old, and I'm like, I can see. I'm no longer blind. Uh-huh. I can see. And ever since then, God has called me for missions, right?
Amen.
So part of my good choices was making choices for God.
Amen.
And at the age of 18, I went on my first missions trip to Cambodia with a team of performing artists. So beautiful. We danced, we sang, we had drama skits all to encourage new believers in Cambodia. And there are so many good testimonies that I have from that trip alone that changed my heart. Mm-hmm. Awesome. As I got older, I felt a little bit independent, that I no longer need God on my side. You know, I'm invincible. I can do anything I want and there's no consequences.
Sure.
Until I moved to the USA. Bad choices. Sure. I made so much bad choices. When I came back, my mom can testify that I was not the same person. So when you're constantly making bad choices and your heart grows cold, you really need the love of God to break that cold stone heart again. And it took some time. It took it took a lot for me to get to that point. And what it took was for my daughter to be born.
Wow.
And I had to be like, this is not what I planned for myself.
Yeah.
I then gave my heart to the Lord as a 17-year-old. My life was supposed to be holy and perfect. And I wasn't supposed to be a single mom. I was supposed to be a married Christian woman and not living in this struggle life and so on. And immediately it dawned upon me that God's ways is higher.
Come on.
His thoughts for my life.
Sure.
It's higher. Beautiful. His plans for me is different than what I had planned for myself. And when I fully had to give yield to his plans, everything flowed.
Beautiful.
And I saw my life to blossom like a beautiful flower.
Awesome.
And that was just the start of it. And all I wanted was my daughter to walk in God's love so that she don't make that same mistakes that I did.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Robin. Evelyn Arendse, she says, morning, Lady PM. It was my birthday on Sunday. I can just say thank you, Lord, for adding another year to my life. All the praise to the Lord. Now, Evelyn, I have a surprise for you, and I'm sure she won't mind if I put her on spot.
Not at all.
Can you sing a song for her?
With so much love, Evelyn.
Amen, 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 amen.
Okay, so happy birthday, Evelyn. And here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Evelyn.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. God bless you today. God bless you always. God bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. The beautiful Robin Africa blessing Evelyn Arendse today. Ah, you know, Evelyn, ek hoop jou verjaardag was sommer baie, baie geseen. En het sing sy nie mooi nie. Kyk, ek sê altyd, you can have a voice, you can have a beautiful voice, but without the anointing, it means nothing.
So
thank Robin, you are a great blessing. Oh my goodness, ek is geble. Ek voel dan nou soos iemand wat nou ook wil verjaar. So maybe she will surprise us with something something more. We can expect something more. Yes, why
yes,
not?
Yes.
Why not? She's ready and she's willing and she's able. Stemnotakie wat deurgekom het. Kom ons luister. Kom ons luister.
Good morning, Lady P. Good morning, good morning on this beautiful Worship Wednesday. And good morning to your beautiful guest there in studio, Robin Africa. Good morning, Robin. Welcome back in the studio there with Philippine. It's so great to have you here on Coffee Date. And I know you're going to be a blessing this morning. Let me also just say happy birthday to Evelyn. Happy birthday to Evelyn. Happy birthday, Evelyn. May the good Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Shout out to all the Coffee Daters this morning. Everyone, let's say, because when you...
Nee, Ricardo, jy maak het hoe jy maak daar in die huis. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back. Michael Miller, onze diamant van Kimberley, wil vir ons graag bless with his beautiful song, She Needs to Be Free. Ons is nou weer terug.
Philippine Morkel op Koffiedate. Wil jy jou dorpse stemme laat hoor op Kaapse Kansel? Stuur jou e-pos na kilma@kapepulpit.co.za.
Jy luister na Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Uit die woord na die hart.
Ja, dis reg. Uit die woord na die hart, Kaapse Kansel. Die stasie wie vir jou hoop in 'n hopelose situasie bring. Ons het geluister na die pragtige lied. Ons noem hom ons diamant daar van Kimberley Michael Miller en hy het vir ons gesing She Needs to Be Free. Kaapse Kansel hou van Michael Miller's songs. But what a beautiful song. And if you have just tuned in, my guest today in studio is the beautiful Robin Africa. And she is such a great blessing to us. So nice to have you with us, Robin. Welcome once again. Evelyn says, thank you so much for my birthday song. And she says, thank you to Ricardo as well. She says, love you all. We love you, Evelyn. And then Nadia said, wow, beautiful. You two made my mom very happy. This is now Evelyn's daughter.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for always being a blessing, Lady PM and Robin and Ricardo.
As you
two R's, he's of a dag now, Robin and Ricardo. And a voice note, a voice note, a voice note coming through. Let's listen.
Gou môre sê aan al die koffiedrinkers, die teedrinkers, babbeldrinkers, mamai drinkers, waterdrinkers, sapdrinkers. Ek sien uit na vanoggend se kuier. Ek moet nou net ongelukkig kan tot 10:00 toe luister want ons gemeente is by die gebedsnetwerk van Jerigom Mure en ons gemeente bid vandag vir 24 ure, so ek val 10:00 in. Maar ek wil net gou vertel, baie jare terug toe ons in die Kaap gebly het, het 'n vrou wat ons nie lank geken het nie, het in die huis kom in hardloop. Sy sê, gee vir my Bavarol water, asseblief gee vir my Bavarol water, ek word flou, my bloeddruk is laag. Ek is 'n Marmite lover. So, sy het Marmite water gedrink.
Okay.
Ons het heerlik gesels, die flou was weg, my pa het al het gesê, As jy glo ding help, dan help dit. Maar ek sien uit na hierdie stukkie wat ek kan luister en ek sou baie bly wees as Robin nou vir ons 'n ou liedjie kan sing voor dit nou 10 uur is.
Okay.
My liefde vir julle almal. Hi, hallo Ricardo. Hallo Amina. En Sharon en al die koffiedaters en ons verjaarsdag girl ook.
Ooh, weet jy, Tinka, jy raam my lekker gees. Jy pas so in by koffiedייט man. Want die Here het mos vir my gesê bring joy, bring joy, bring joy. En kyk hoe lekker pas jy nou met die jy lekker vir my en Brad afgeluister nê oor die Bavrel en die Mamait. Maar dankie Tinka, jy is verskoon. Ricardo sê vir jou môre geniet die gebed. Dankie dat julle so in die gap staan. Daar sê. En ek dink dit is al die boodskapies so ver. So back to my guest in studio. My lovely guest today is Robin Africa. So Robin, tell me, you are also a single mom, but you can really testify of God's favor amidst the everyday issues that we face and being a single mom. Please share with the listeners.
I think what I'm about to share, it's not just for single moms, but for married women as well. And for just any woman at any stage of their lives. And what I want to share is a passage from 2 Kings 4, from verse 1 to 7. I'm not going to read the whole passage. And I would encourage every listener to please make a bookmark it or take some time to read that scripture, 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. I'm going to summarize it. So what it's about, it's the prophet Elisha walked through a town and he came across a widow, and her husband was a prophet, and he was a man, the husband was a man of God, and he passed away. She obviously struggled to make ends meet, to look after the kids, and obviously she now became a single mom again, like out, not to her choice. You know, she didn't choose that. Obviously, with being a single mom, she struggled, and she could not afford to keep her two sons alive, or not alive, but to keep them going. She managed to do whatever she did, but she got herself in a lot of debt, financial debt. And she said to the prophet Elisha, can you help me? Like, she used the authority that she was linked to Christ, and she says, or to God in that time before Christ came to earth. She said, my husband was a prophet. Can't you help me? I'm his wife and I have two children. Can you not please help me? And the prophet Elisha said, well, what do you have? And she said, I just have a jar of oil in my cupboard. And he says, bring that. And he said to the sons, go and get empty vessels. And he instructed the mom to just pour out her oil in every empty vessel, and the oil would not stop until there were no more vessels. Until everything was filled and everything was done, there was no more oil left. He instructed her, now go and sell this and live off the pay your debts and live off the profits, because the creditors was going to take her sons as slaves.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of us in today's time can totally relate to that.
Yes.
Whether we are parents, whether we are not parents, whether we are even men, whoever you are, we can relate to being down and out. And my struggle was how I don't know, how am I going to make ends meet? I had a full-time job, but obviously it was creche fees, it's school fees, it's rent, it's petrol, it's electricity, it's food. We all know the struggle, right?
Yeah.
And I said to the Lord, God, you are the same God who helped that woman. And the Holy Spirit showed me that he was the one to make her into a businesswoman.
Come on.
Elevated her to have selling skills. He showed her where to go stand. He gave her marketing tactics and tips and tricks on where to stand in the marketplace, where there's most traffic, you know, foot traffic. Oh, these people are going to come. This is the rich people. This is the rich area. I'm going to sell my oil here now. And he gave her the confidence to sell. And he gave her the confidence to boost her career. After the oil was sold, she could live off the profits. Now, the Bible don't say how long. I'm assuming for the rest of her life. Can you imagine how much money that was, that she does not need to work again? So if maybe the Holy Spirit has given someone else a different interpretation, but this is what I understand of it, and beautiful, this is what I hold to God. He said in Psalm 103, forget not his benefits, and he crowns us with righteousness. So I had to ask the Lord, I had to say, you are the same God of this woman. You can come through for me. And what God has done was he has equipped me with my marketing skills. Beautiful. And he has equipped me with my selling skills. I could open up a side business, a marketing business. I could design some posters, and I could edit videos, as well as I got a promotion in my work because I was diligent and I asked the Lord, show me what you showed that woman. Mm. You are the same God.
Amen.
And God has helped me, and I'm so much better off now because I trusted in the Lord.
That is so awesome. Wow. Put your trust in the Lord and he will do the rest. Yes. He will do the rest. My guest in studio this morning, the beautiful Robin Africa. And Robin, Tinka wanted you to sing another song before she leaves.
Yes.
Would you be so kind just to bless this awesome lady, Tinka?
Yes. So the song that I'm going to sing, it's a song by Passion. And I'm going to sing it without any music.
That's fine.
And this song captures the essence of exactly what I'm talking about now. It's how God provides. And like I've mentioned, no matter what walk of life you are in, I just happen to relate to this woman who's a single mom, because I'm also a single mom. But I'm just going to sing the song, and may you be blessed by the words. The song's name is called The Lord Will Provide by Passion. And I encourage you to please listen to this on YouTube in your spare time. Everything I need, everything I need, my Father has it. My Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it. My Father has it. Look at the flowers in all of its beauty. I don't have to wonder, you know what you're doing. So why would I worry at all? 'Cause you're faithful to supply everything I need. Everything I need, my Father has it. My Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it. My Father has it. Look at the sparrow, lacking for nothing. No fear of tomorrow and what it will bring. If I have you, I have enough, 'cause your love, it satisfies. 'Cause everything I need, everything I need, my Father has it. My Father has it. Every single time, the Lord will provide. My Father has it. My Father, seek first the kingdom and its treasures. Everything else, it will be added. All that I'm needing, I know the Lord will provide. 'Cause I know my God's not empty-handed. He gives us blessings upon blessings. I know I'm still believing. I know the Lord will provide. I know the Lord will provide. I know the Lord will provide.
I know the Lord will provide. Wow. What a blessed song, sung by a very blessed lady. Sure, you really blessed me with that song. Eh?
Thank you. I know
the Lord. God. And I think so many of the listeners were blessed this morning who had to hear. Going through difficult times, I know the Lord will provide. Mm-hmm. Goeiemôre ook aan Annette van Merwe, sy sê blessings en dan sê Faith Stubbs. Dit was my oggendstukkie van Elisa. Wow, en die weduwee. Sure.
Wow.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you. Ricardo said, thank you, Robin, for blessing us this morning. Beautiful voice. I agree.
I agree,
Ricardo. And then say Shanae Stone, wow, Sister Robin Africa, I can so relate. I've been scammed with everything out of my account and I surrendered completely. On Saturday at our Avon Roadshow, I was called up for the percentage in growth in our area. Wow. See what the Lord has done. Wow, that's awesome. I love it when listeners come forth about the goodness and and share about the goodness of God. So thank you for sharing that with us, Shanae Stone. Yes. Dis net so lekker om met al die luisteraars weer vandag te gaan gesels. And I want you to release that song in the air and say, I know my God will provide. Mm-hmm. There's another beautiful song that says He's already provided. And wow. This morning, it's just something different again here on Coffee Date. Nou ja, luisteraars, weer eens hartelijk goeiemôre aan een en elkeen. I'm still going to speak about single moms and especially single moms being overlooked after this break. There are so many single moms who are being overlooked. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just there and it's like nobody really, you know, make special time for them or set out programs for them for single moms to get together. So after the break, we'll be back, listeners. Ons gee net weer ons gas net so 'n breekie. Dan is ons nou weer terug. Kom ons luister na Stom Geslaan gesing deur Leon Ferreira die tyd, 44 minute voor 10.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel. Koffiedייט met Filippine Morkel.
Stom Geslaan, gesing deur Leon Ferreira en pragtige lied daar en ja, jy is natuurlik ingeskakel op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Hoe smaak daar die koffie? Hoe smaak die babbel? Hoe smaak die mamma? Ja, ek en Brad het vanoggend lekker gesels oor hy het my gevra. Ek weet nie hoe het ons gekom op hy onderwerp nie, maar ja, hy het vir my gevra, wat sal ek nou geniet met 'n koppie tee? Ek drink mos nou net tee. En ek sê toe vir hom, net 'n eenvoudige stukkie toast met Marmite of Bovril. I don't know if you love it.
I love it. And
ons so ver en hier sê ja, some people they mix the Bovril with boiling water. I said yes, it's very healthy. So ons kan lekker nou weer ook daaroor weer gesels. Maar 'n paar boodskapies wat deur gekom het, kom ons kyk. Amina Jewel says, thank you, Robin. Beautiful, my dear friend. We need more new music from you. I agree. And then Nadia says, powerful song, Robin. It spoke to me. I shouldn't worry. God will provide for us. And then Zalia, she's greeting again. She says, thank you, Robin, for blessing us with a talent the Lord has blessed you with. I love you, my sister. My sister Queen. I love that. I simply love
you,
that. Wow. And who else do we have here? Sophia Stout. Wow. Sy sê ook, more Lady P. En gas en al die luisteraars. Ek is in die huis. Ek is so geïnteresseerd in die testimony. Ek is self 'n single ma en weet, dit is net die Here wat kan deurkom in moeilike omstandighede. My boodskap vir die jong mense, Sondag was ook Matteus 6 vers 33, soek eers die koninkryk van God en alles sal vir jou bygevoeg word wat jou drome en verlange ook al is. Geseënde dag ook aan al die luisteraars. God bless. Pas is 'n baie start. Morning. So nice to have you with us this morning. Wie's nog daar? Benedette wil ook vir ons môre sê. Sy sê morning Lady P. I'm in the house and this morning I'm only listening to our guests. I want to encourage her with the Bible verse Isaiah 41 verse 10. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Blessings also for you, Lady P. Love you. Oh, Bernadette, thank you. Love you too. Now over to my guest. we are still speaking about being a single mom. And I know you have an encouragement, especially for those single moms, you know, mm-hmm. that are sometimes mm-hmm. just being overlooked.
Yes, yes. Look, I think I can relate to everything of what a single mom is going through. And when I say this, please, I hope everyone understand that I'm talking from not a place of a victim mentality, right? But I'm talking from a place of an overcoming mentality, right? Because that is who we are. We have to position ourselves in that overcoming mindset, right? But the reality is real, of us being a single mom, especially that this earth is so filled with wicked things, right? I can attest that the stigma of being a single mom, oh my word, I don't know how to put this in polite words, but when I walk into a room, immediately I get the stigma of, oh, single mom, let me hide my husband.
Oh, yes.
Let me
yes,
hide, you know.
Yes, yes.
Thinking that's every single mom's mentality, and I get it. Us as women, we have insecurities, we are hurt from past experiences. Oh, but to be assumed that, or to be highlighted and to be overlooked, and to see my daughter struggle watching her friends have mommy and daddy in the house, and to hear my daughter complain, I wish my dad was still around. You know, I wish that she keeps saying that she wish her dad and was still around. And all I have to say is, you have Opa. Opa's there. You have amazing friends with amazing fathers. You have family. You have uncles. You know, you have the church who's so supportive. Out my church. Shout out to my church, Edge Church in Edgemead. Oh my word. And I also belong to a life group of supportive ladies who are just so phenomenally supportive in the single mom journey.
Awesome.
So I have learned not to care about people's opinions about me, right? And I had to assess that my hands are clean before God. My intentions are pure before God. So whatever anyone else thinks about me, that's got nothing to do with me. I'm here on my own journey and on my own struggles. And it sometimes, you know, being the sole breadwinner, being the sole disciplinarian, being the best friend also, being the play friend, being everything, being the cleaner, being the cook, having to keep myself in check, having to keep myself groomed, having to keep myself sane, you know, it takes, if you don't know how to stay in the Lord through it all, it can take a huge toll on you if you are doing this in your own strength, right? And I think that there are times when we know that God is there for us, but we're still doing this in our own strength. And I feel like maybe the Lord has showed me that I have like this very independent spirit, which the Holy Spirit and God, God don't want this from us. God wants us to depend on Him. And I think everything came to a standstill when I lost my brother, my younger brother. He was 23 years old, so young. He had a couple of illnesses, and within 10 months, his body just gave in. And that was very traumatic for me to see and to experience. And it's, I mean, not just for myself, but for my whole family, right? Every of us, we grieve differently. He is from my dad's second marriage. And he and my stepmom and my dad, they are handling it like they're really struggling. It's been just over a month now. And we really miss him being here, you know. He was though a very quiet boy, but we still miss him being around. And in the time of his passing, I just could not stop crying. I couldn't understand why would God do this. Like, there's so much going on. Like, there's work, there's my place, I need to manage my keep my car clean, keep, you know, there's just so much tasks upon tasks, the laundry that stays on the unfolded for weeks on end. You know, I'm sure everyone can relate to something. And I had to ask God, what is the purpose of everything just going down? And then in the beginning of this year, my church, we started a 14-day fast. And the scripture behind it, one of the listeners mentioned it, was Matthew 6, verse 33, seek first the kingdom and all things will be added. And through the fast, you know, I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And one of the scriptures, or one of the scriptures that was shared on the Sunday from my pastor before my brother passed away, was Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is literally the only one who is qualified to say, I am humble. Because if any of us say I'm humble, then you've missed the plot.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
So when he says, I am humble, take my yoke, my burden is easy, I've always known that is something that I need to do, but after the way how my in the position that I was in, and the way how my pastor brought it across, it just clicked. I need to rest, and my heart felt filled with rest.
Wow.
Not knowing that 2 days later my brother was going to pass away.
Sure.
But there's so many things about it that I can talk about, how God literally helped me through it all.
Amen. We're going to take a short break and she'll be back. Kom ons luister na Joyous Celebration. Joyous Celebration, en hulle sing vir ons, God sorg vir jou.
Wil jy vir jou gunsteling aanbieder op die lig hallo sê? Wil jy jou mening deel? Deelneem aan die gesprek of aan daardie opwindende nuwe kompetisie deelneem? Stuur nou jou WhatsApp boodskap direk na die ateljee by 081-729-1657. Dis 081-729-1657.
Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט saam met Filippine Morkel hier op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Ons het pas geluister na die op en wakker liedjie God sorg vir jou deur Joyous Celebration, en soos Robin vir ons daar die lied gesing het, that he will provide, het pas so mooi in. Jy is ingeskakel op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM, jou gunsteling radiostasie, en dis die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou Lady P. Ek sien net 'n hele paar boodskapies ingekom. Judith Retief, sy is in die huis. Wat wil Judith vir ons sê? Sy sê, you are a blessing to us, Robin H. Church Ladies Life Group. Wow, good morning to the H. Church Ladies Life Group. And then we have Valencia. Valencia says, morning all, my God has supplied all my needs when I needed it most. That's the God he is when we trust him unconditionally. That's my King. Be blessed, children of the Most High God. Then I have another surprise for you. Welcome, Valencia Danielle Pape.
Hey.
In the house. She says, good morning, Lady PM and Robbie Robs. Danielle Pape, yeah. And I have been listening from the office. Wow, so blessed by you, my friend. You are a true inspiration. I admire your strength and faith. And you have overcome so much. And you keep on shining. Very proud of you. Lots of love. Danielle, I'm struggling to get this lady on Coffee Date. She is so busy. But thank you that you are tuned in. And then Shay says, I'm listening to Robin's beautiful testimony. I want to encourage her with this snippet. Okay, we are going to wait on that snippet. And then Lindley, hey, Lindley is working there. Hi, I say, morning, Philippine. Powerful testimonies. God, make a way. where there is no way. Without him, we are nothing. His mercies are new every morning. Praise the mighty God of heaven and earth. Go well. Amen. Thank you, Lindley. So nice to have you with us. And sy staan gereed om vir ons te seën.
You never knew the Lord would bring you this far. Through valleys low and mountains high, amidst the storms he caused you to triumph. Yes, through it all, he brought you through. Yes, through it all, he brought you through.
Shoo, Shay, ek wag toe nog vir nog. Wow, so beautiful. What a profound song on this Wednesday morning. Dankie, Shay. Ja, Robin, sy mag maar sing, ne? Sy mag maar sing.
Definitely.
Thank you, Shay, for blessing us with that beautiful, beautiful song. Now, my guest in studio, for those who have just tuned in, is the lovely Robin Africa. And you can also catch us on our WhatsApp line. It's 081-729-1657 if you want to send a message to us. But now back to Robin, and we are still focusing on single moms. Welcome,
yes,
Robin.
Yes, thank you again. For everyone who just tuned in, I shared about the scripture in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, and I would encourage you to please read it. But what stood out for me was when Jesus said, come to me, he's giving us that invite. He's inviting us through. It doesn't say only those who are qualified,
mm-mm,
only those who have made it with this specific characteristics or traits or experiences or whatever. He says, come to me, all Amen. Who are heavy burdened. And yeah, he says, my yoke is light. And I struggled to accept and understand how is this going to work. But the Holy Spirit is so faithful. He does all the work for us. And he already done it when Jesus died on the cross. That gave us the authority to just accept God's love and to move in his grace. On my birthday, which was a few days after we buried my brother, I turned 36, not trying to say my age. And on my birthday, and I, you know, here in Cape Town, we can take advantage of all the free things that you can do in town. So I done that. I took, so my work gave me a half day off, and I took another half day, so I had a full day leave, and I experienced the big wheel, a mug and bean coffee and cake, all for free.
Nice.
A Sturkey Nicole, a movie, the aquarium. So it was a jam-packed full day. You can do a lot more, yes, but I only could do so much. And I went to the aquarium, and as I'm walking in the aquarium, I felt, and I'm alone, right? So it's just myself and the Holy Spirit. And I said, Lord, please put someone on my path that I can speak to, that can speak to me, or just speak to me, Holy Spirit. And as I'm walking into the aquarium, on certain sections, the lights are dim, and you see the beautiful bioluminescence of the jellyfish, and you see the different things. And I think to myself, Adam named all of these things, and God created all of this beautiful under the sea creatures. And as I came to the INJ exhibit, it's this huge tank. And I'm just sitting on the chair, and I'm looking at this beautiful display, and I see how the fish are just swimming, and they are just living their best lives being fish who God created them to be. And I thought to myself, imagine if I just had to just rest in God like that. If I just had to come to God with all of my problems and just be how God wants me to be, and just flow and just move and just not worry about a single thing. And that I burst out into tears, and I said, God, this pain of my brother, of losing my brother, yeah, is just so difficult. Help me to overcome it. And I moved on to the next big tank, and I came to the kelp forest, and the seaweed was like was very big in this tank. And it was obviously an imitation of the real ocean, but it was the tank, the kelp was moving to and fro with the tide and with the current in the ocean. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me there in the aquarium saying, do you see the kelp fighting against my current?
Sure.
Do you see the kelp standing still and wanting to be their own way? No. They are moving to and fro with my tide.
Come on.
With my love. And they are resting
beautiful.
In me. If I think about it now, I just get emotional that who am I that God would speak to me like that? And just before that, I woke up with R1,000 in my bank account. And I could not understand who sent me this money. And the reference was, be blessed.
Wow.
And if that was not God providing in so many ways, then I thought to myself, who am I to limit my God? It was so infinite and so powerful and so magnificent
yeah.
in his magnitude and in his grandeur. And later that day, I came home and I went through all my messages and I saw your birth. They wish and you wished me happy birthday, and in your voice note you said, sorry, let me just go back to what the Holy Spirit told me and whispered me. He said, rest in the current of my love.
Wow.
My tide. And it goes with the, with the scripture, Matthew 11, verse 28. And later on, when I saw your message, Lady Philippine, when you sent me a birthday message, you told me happy birthday and all the beautiful message. And at the end of it, you said, may God turn the tide in your favor.
Amen.
How isn't that amazing?
Sure.
I was just so blown away. And I knew, okay, this is God speaking
Amen.
To me now.
Amen.
So being a single mom, I sometimes feel really like worn down. And I've got proof. I've been in hospital.
Yes.
And
that was yesterday.
No, that was on Monday morning
yes.
early. I felt some chest pains, you know, because sometimes we feel overwhelmed with our emotions, with our anxieties. And in that moment, I said, I had to remind my body and my mind, remember what the Holy Spirit said to you. You are more than an overcomer. Rest
Amen.
In God's
Amen.
Tide, in His love. He will never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you. And when I was in hospital, I think I needed to be in hospital for this for this reason. I met such a profound, beautiful nurse. I've never been treated with so much respect before by a nurse. And this woman, she made sure that I was comfortable, that I was that nobody walked in my room, in my little emergency room section. And she made sure that I was so taken care of. And she shared a little bit of a story. And I was so taken back that how all of us, she's also a single mom.
Sure.
And how she experience God goodness with the little that she has, and she still give God all the glory, and she's still such a light, and she really just encouraged me. And if this is anything that I can say, God, yes, this morning, yes, Monday I was sleeping the whole day, resting. Yesterday I was sleeping and working because I have to work, even though I've been put off sick. Today I woke up and the inflammation in my ribs and in my chest is gone.
Praise the Lord.
I don't feel that uncomfortable pain anymore.
Amen.
And I can really just say thank you to the Lord.
Amen.
So now when I go back to work, I can work from a place of rest. I can operate. I can be a mom
Praise
from a place
Lord.
Of rest.
Hallelujah.
And that is what keeps us fueled and keeps us going. So even though the lie of the enemy, like last night, I was telling my life group ladies, I feel like I'm not good enough to speak on the radio. Please help me with this
sure.
lie. Help me to not let go of this lie, because it's clearly a lie
it's
of
a
the
lie.
Enemy.
Yes.
And they encouraged me. They held me. They asked our life group leader, Sam. She says, if there's anything that you need, just shout. And I mean, I'm just so thankful for the support. And
Amen.
If there's anything that I want to say is to all the single moms, or even a married mom, and you have a lot of kids and you work and you stay at home mom, maybe go find a church close to you that you feel this is right for you and your children and your family. And yes, the Bible does say that the husbands must lead, but to the single moms, I'm saying find a church. Find your community. Yeah. Yes, you may have a supportive family like my mom and my dad. They are my daughter's with them right now, or she's at school, but she's been with them so that I could rest completely. And what I'm saying is, find your community. Pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to connect you with your kingdom sisters who will
Amen.
Lift up your arms so that you can overcome and fight your battles in Christ. Because the single mom journey, it's not easy and it's so lonely. But God has fulfilled my heart with so many details that I've, so many tiny details and prayers that I asked. When I say, God, I like to go cold plunging on a Saturday, on some Saturdays. So it's a few crazy people that would go jumping in the cold water of Small Bay by Onsaisi.
Okay.
And like 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, and the water's like extremely cold. But it's just so therapeutic for me. And that's my me time with the Lord. Wow. And that's when I pray, awesome. And that's when I have my me time. And I met so many profound people who was also doing the same thing. And on my birthday, I said to the Lord, I want to meet somebody. I want to meet somebody. Can you please bring somebody that I can talk to? And I met a beautiful lady, and she happened to be at my church.
Now, so look at that. Look at God.
Exactly.
So at God.
If he hears my tiny detail, how much more Amen. Don't you see that desire? Maybe there's a single mom that's desiring a husband or a father figure for the child or a better job. Or maybe they're desiring a new place to stay because the place where they're living is quite toxic. Believe me, God sees that.
Amen.
And all I want to say is, don't try to do anything in your own strength. Yeah. You're only going to cause harm to yourself and you're only going to be impatient. So let God direct your path.
Amen.
Because it's difficult. Yes, I understand because I'm in that same situation. But God overcome it. He gives us the victory to overcome
Amen.
It all.
Amen. Wow. That is so powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Robin. Especially, you know, on that note of mentioning about the toxic homes. Yeah. God will take us out of that toxic home in his time. But, Shirley says she agrees with you. She was there in the aquarium on the 7th of January and she just enjoyed the quality time with the Lord. Shirley says, Amen, hallelujah, dankie, Abba Vader. Die genade is onbeskryflik groot. Is nog steeds Shirley wat met ons gesels. Evangelist Adrian Marcus is ook saam met ons daar op Facebook. Hy sê, blessings Lady P, I'm tuned in. Keep up with the good work. God bless you. Greetings to your guests. May the good Lord continue to use her. Evangelist Adrian Marcus is in the house. So let's listen to this beautiful song. Wow. Her testimony. Sung and written by Robin Africa. Same God.
Romeine 15 vers 13.
Romeine 15 vers 13.
En mag die God van hoop julle vervul met alle blydskap en vrede deur die geloof dat julle oorvloedig kan wees in die hoop deur die krag van die Heilige Gees.
En mag die God van die hoop julle vervul met alle blydskap en vrede deur die geloof dat julle oorvloedig kan wees in die hoop deur die krag van die Heilige Gees.
Dat julle oorvloedig kan wees in die hoop deur die krag van die Heilige Gees.
En mag die God van die hoop julle vervul met alle blydskap en vrede deur die geloof. Dat julle oorvloedig kan wees in die hoop deur die krag van die Heilige Gees.
Philippine Morkel op Koffiedייט.
Jy is ingeskakel by jou gunsteling radiostasie Kapse Kansel 729 AM. En dis die program Koffiedייט met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. Ons het so pas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing en geskryf deur my gas Robin Africa, Same God. Hoe wonderlik om te weet Jesus is gister vandag dieselfde tot in ewigheid. Mense kan rondom ons verander. They can disappoint us. They can hurt us. But he remains the same. Wow. Luisteraars, ja, jy kan ook vir ons gaan besoek daar op Facebook. Ons is live daar op ons Facebookblad. En dan kan jy ook met ons gesels op die WhatsApp-lijn 0817291657. Ons SMS-lijn 37988. Gaan besoek ons ook daar op Instagram. En dan ons webtuiste kapsekansel.co.za. Nog 'n paar boodskapies wat deurgekom het. Shirley sê, wow, powerful salwing. Dankie Abba. Vader, ek is bly. Shirley, jy was so geraak en geroer deur daardie pragtige lied gesing deur Robin Africa, my gas vandag. Now, Robin, on that note, let's speak about one of my favorite topics, music.
Yes.
Please share your music career with the listeners.
Well, I started singing from a very early age. You know, in school, when we started singing the anthem, or we're singing the school anthem, or we just started singing songs. And back when I was still in primary school, we still had like religious classes. They don't do that anymore. And in the religious classes, that's where I found a love for singing gospel music. And I remember the first songs that I sang was The Power of Your Love. Hold me close, let your arms surround me. You know, bring me near, draw me to your side. So those were old, powerful, beautiful lyrics that was written. And when it came to a point in my life, what am I going to do? Am I going to use my talent and my singing for the world? And, you know, there's nothing wrong if people do that. Like, I can't judge. It's their thing. But for myself, I knew that I can't do that. I knew that I had to sing for the kingdom of God. And it's like the Holy Spirit said to me, yes, the lyrics will live on. Because the way how he's teaching me to write a scriptural lyrics and testimonies based off scripture, you know. And he said, but the tune will be out of fashion in 30 years' time, but at least the message will still be the same. But and that is why I decided to give my life and my heart to singing gospel music.
Amen.
It's been a journey. And first, I was very intimidated because I don't know how and where, because I'm only used to singing at little events here and there, you know. They know, oh, this one can, or Robin can sing. Let's, when we need a singer for this event, we need a singer for that. But I never took the step to actually go into recording my music. And that has always been a desire that I've always wanted to do. And I remember being 19 years old, spending time in the Lord, and he gave me this beautiful scripture. And as a promise, yeah, I have chosen you to go to the nations, you know, found in Isaiah 49. And I remember taking a picture that day, like a selfie, like all of us take selfies. And I mean, I came across that selfie when I was busy recording my music, and I used that selfie as my cover because that was like a promise of God that he will bring me to what my heart's desire is and to his word. And my music, I mean, I've been very grateful to be blessed, and the way how God has connected me onto this journey, it was just God. I was actually, if I can speak a little bit about, I actually forgot about this testimony, to be honest.
Please share.
But my mom just came out of hospital in 2019 in April, we wanted to walk around and go get to some shopping in the malls, and there was like this a karaoke, live karaoke thing, and my mommy said, my darling, please sing for me. And I said, okay. And I sang a song. The only song that they had available was Years to Love by Roberta Flack. And I sang that song, and they said, oh, you actually made it through to the next round. I said, next round of what? They said, this is actually a karaoke competition, an audition. I said, I didn't know. I would have obviously prepped, but I'm not even wanting to be in this competition thing. And they said, well, you're through to the next round. So if you want to make it, you can go ahead. And I went through to the next round, and I eventually got to fifth place out of the whole of South Africa of this karaoke competition. And the winner actually got a chance to go over to Japan and represent South Africa. So it was quite a big thing. And part of the top 10 finalists, one of the ladies, she actually told me, listen, here is a number of a producer. He's looking for singers, but it's gospel music.
Sure.
I was like, what? Of course, because that's where I want to be in. Yes. I took the number and I contacted Damien Roman.
Ah.
And I was part of his Vision United album, the fourth album. the volume four, fourth album, the volume four, and that was when I'd done my first song, Moving Forward, as a statement to declare that I'm no longer going to harbor around the same mountain,
amen,
the same bush, the same story, the familiar things. You know, I want to move forward. I want to move upwards. I want to grow in Christ, not just with this journey, but in my personal walk and having a two-year-old at the time. And this is, and I can literally testify that this is what God has done for me. With my first song, I didn't write my first song. It was written by Damien because I'm new to everything and he guided me.
Are you serious? He wrote the song?
Yes, yes. Oh, he guided me.
What a beautiful song.
But my other two songs, Glory to the Lord and Same God, that one I wrote myself. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, she shared a musical journey with us. And I just wanted to ask you now, how can people get hold of your music, Robin? Where can they find it?
So I have my music up on YouTube. I no longer have it up on Spotify or on the online stores, but it is definitely available on YouTube. So if you do search Robin Africa, Same God, or just Robin Africa, and it's spelled R-O-B-Y-N-A-F-R-I-C-A, you'll find Moving Forward, Glory to the Lord and Same God. I don't have any new music at the moment.
I was just about to ask.
But it's definitely something that I am busy working on.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. And we are looking forward. We are really looking forward to more beautiful and blessed and anointed songs from our guests today.
Thank you.
Robin Africa. Robin, our theme for today, from the book of Isaiah 55. Mm. Anything else you'd like to share about that theme to encourage people this morning?
Yes.
People who are really feeling so down and they just feel like giving up.
Yes. Funny enough, that was the scripture that I woke up to on my birthday.
What?
The day that I've experienced such a beautiful blessing of the Lord, right?
Sure.
When I woke up, so my routine in the morning is to go into my phone and do the Bible devotion on the YouVersion Bible app. And the scripture of the day was Isaiah 55. Mm. And it says, my ways are not your ways, my plans. You know, it is the Holy Spirit is so intentional with the way how he speaks about his word and how he delivers that over to us. And I took it in and I was like, okay, Lord, your plans are not my plans. Mm. Your ways are not my ways. You go before me. This day is yours. Thank you for, because now I'm grateful for life because I'm just experiencing my brother that lost, you know, that was lost. And in the same time, I'm saying, God, go before me, that everything goes well for the day, you know, that because I can never do anything in my own strength.
Yes.
And that was, and immediately after that, that's when I saw on my phone the money, the notification.
Yeah.
The thousand rand. And I was like, who sent this? I still to this day not 100% sure, but the reference said, be blessed.
Mm.
And I'm, you know, when you try to first aid, who it is, just so that you can say thank you, because you don't want to have this expectation of, you know, people must just give. I don't like that. So, so that was the scripture of that day. So when I think of God's ways, I take a step back because I don't want my ways to even be a thing. My ways get me into trouble. My ways get me stressed out. My ways land me up in hospital from burnout and anxiety.
Yeah.
But God's ways is fruitful. God's ways, it's healing. God's thoughts, God's ways and his way and his plans for us, it's prosperous. Yes. It's beautiful. We need to take a step back and allow the Holy Spirit to be our Heavenly Father in this time of need.
Beautiful, beautiful. So yes, that is so powerful. Let's take a step. Let's allow Holy Spirit to have his will and have his way. Robin, anything else you'd like to share with us? Some encouragement, more encouragement to someone who's just feeling so broken right now?
I want to encourage anyone to just, or everyone, to just fully take up your authority in Christ and to fully understand that He loves you. He loves you dearly. There's nothing you could have done to deserve it, and there's nothing that you can do to take His love away from you. God's love for you is higher than the mountains. God's love for you is deeper than the deepest parts of this ocean. God's love for you is so faithful that even when you mess up and you decide to get back up again, He is there for you, and He will pick you up, and He will clean you, and He will make you whole, and He will carry you through. My encouragement is to accept God's love. Stop listening to the lie that you are not enough. Mm. Stop listening to the lies that you don't deserve God's love. Because once you start accepting God's love, we can actually let the kingdom of God be advanced here on this earth.
Yes.
And we can no longer be distracted with our own ways. Because when we are distracted with our own ways, the enemy has a foothold over our lives. And then we wonder, why is this going wrong and what's happening? But I just want to encourage everyone today who's tuned in and who's listening. And even if you are just listening and you want to share with someone, tell them, accept God's love for your life. Accept the authority that God has done. You know, in the Bible, it says, our theme scripture is in Isaiah 55 verse 8. Later on in the scripture from 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." In the beginning of that scripture, it says, "So shall my word be." And we all know that Jesus is the word, the living word of Christ. Mm. And when He moves and when He reigns and He came to earth to die on the cross, and once we accept what He has done on the cross of Calvary, we can experience the full kingdom of God when we are united with one another in love and we are there for one another in action, not just saying and not judging from a distance, but actually putting ourselves aside so that God can have His way in our lives. It's not easy, I understand, but God will help us through it. And he helps us to accomplish all of our dreams once we accept that. I was actually reading a video last night as I was just spending time in the Word about the Beatitudes. That the Beatitudes, it's like a pattern or like a process of salvation. So the way how He spoke about it is that you first, blessed is the poor in spirit because they shall see God. Something, yes. I'm not too familiar with it. But He said that from the first one, you're poor in spirit because you realize that you need God. That is when we come to salvation. Then the next verse goes on to when we become cleansed. Then the next verse goes on to how we become children of God, and how we when we see God, we will become peacemakers and peacekeepers. And eventually the last one says, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. And you know, the Holy Spirit gives a promise there. So once we are in full obedience to the Holy Spirit, and once we are listening to what it is that He wants for us, He can move. And He can have His way.
Amen.
And I don't want to keep saying that it's difficult because it's really not once we hand it over to the Lord.
Amen.
Once we truly have that full experience in Christ.
Amen. We're going to take a short break, but before we play the next song, I have a few messages here that I would like to read. Frederik Jacobus Fortuyn is laat. Hy sê, môre lê die PM groete in Christus naam, so ook aan u gaste. Ek is kwai laat, maar ek is hier. Hy sê, wees geseend in alles wat u aanpak. Hy sê, oudstes in die huis. Ja nee. Ek moet seker ook maar in die hoekie gaan staan. En dan Winnie Wins, beste. Hy is also on Facebook. And he says, wow, powerful guys. Thank you, Vernie, that you are also tuned in. Nice to have you with us. Vernie's also a gospel singer, a very blessed gospel singer. So we're going to take a short break. And after that, Robin will greet us and Just bless the listeners with a last encouragement. So let's listen to Loof die Here, gesing deur EKC Worship. We'll be right back. The time, 38 minutes to 11. Enjoy. Loof die Here.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
Loof die Here, want hy is goed, goed, goed. Gesing deur EKC Worship. Het julle dit saam met ons geniet? Wel, ons het dit lekker hier so aan die agterskerm, sal ek maar sê, geniet. Loof die Here, want hy is goed. Ons kan die Here nie genoeg loof en prys nie, want dit is waar ons deurbraak lê. Wanneer ons net deur dat die stryd gaan en deur dat die beproewinge gaan, dan loof ons hom eers. En ons hou nie op om hom te loof en te prys nie. Nou ja, luister, as ons het nog so 'n paar minute oor, die Here gee ons grasie hier. So ek wil net vir my gas, ek wil net vir my gas Robin Africa net weer 'n geleentheid gee om die gaste vir die laaste keer net te sien. Nou, ek gaan nie sê die laaste keer nie, ek wil liever sê vir nou. But ons gaan definitief weer nooi en I think we should arrange a nice worship session.
That would be nice, right? With
Ricardo and them. Oh, that would be awesome. And Lynette, Pastor Lynette is ook nou ingeskakel. Sy was al seker al heeltyd ingeskakel. Sy sê goeiemôre Lady P en gas, ek is ingetune gebless op hierdie nat en koue Woensdag. So dat reën daar in Johannesburg. God continue to bless you. Baie dankie Pastor Lynette. Dit is altyd so lekker om ook van u te hoor en ja, geniet maar die weer, geniet die weer. Hier by ons is dit net die teenoorgestelde. So over to you, Robin.
Yes.
Come and bless the listeners for the last time and take your time.
So we were speaking about God's goodness, right? And God's favor and God's mercy and God's grace. But we are living in a world that is filled with darkness as well. God still made a way for us to overcome it, right? So from that point, no matter what it is that you're facing with, whether it's a financial setback, whether it is physical health issues, whether it is losing a very dear loved one. And let me say, I can experience
of course
everything that I just mentioned now, coming out of hospital myself, still being off sick, managing my finances so that I must count every single cent, and if 1 cent goes out, then I'm messed up for the rest of the month.
Yes.
Whatever setback you are experiencing, I want to encourage you with Psalm 37. You know, the whole psalm is so beautiful. The first verse says, "Do not fret because of evil doers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." But I want to fast track to verse 8. This verse actually says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret." Do not worry, do not fret. It only causes harm when we are focused too much on the things that are going wrong. I could have, like last night, for example, I was in such a dark space. Last night. I was in such a dark space. And I was focused on everything that went wrong this month and this past 2 months. And I forgot about every good thing that the Lord has done for me. I forgot about that beautiful experience I had on my birthday. Yeah. And I knew that this is a lie of the enemy. And I knew I need to reach out to someone. And I reached out to my ladies. I reached out to my sister. And just laughing with my sister. I have a very close relationship with her. So shout out to Carla Heinoth, who's traveling in Thailand at the moment. And just laughing in Christ and just having that sister in Christ, I could be reminded about the word of God that said in Matthew, "Come to me and rest." And when the Holy Spirit said, "Rest like the kelp is resting in my thigh." So let me just go back to verse 7 of Psalm 37. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret." It says again, don't worry. "Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass." And now I will say it again. "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm." In verse 5, it also speaks about committing your way to the Lord. trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. And it reminds me of the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Their minds was focused on wandering. I'm wandering in the wilderness for so long. Their focus wasn't on the manna that was provided. Their focus wasn't on the Red Sea that was parted. Their focus wasn't on the cloud by day and the fire pillar by night. Their focus wasn't on the provision. Their focus was on was complaining. And they even like turned from God in that time of a journey that should have, some biblical scholars say, a journey that would have been 11 days took 40 years. No, and last night the Holy Spirit dawned on me. No wonder their promised land was inhabited.
Sure.
Because they took forever to get. So other people took it over.
That's right.
You don't want other people to take what was meant for you. The Bible say that even the rocks will cry out and praise his name.
Amen.
So I want to encourage people. It's difficult to go through these things, yes. But hold on to the hem of Jesus.
Amen.
Hold on to the word of God, and he will see you through, and he will stable you up and in his love.
Wow, that is so powerful. We have a preacher in the house.
All glory to God.
She's not just a worshiper, but she's a preacher. Vernie Vans Bester, say, Philippine Walkle and Robin Africa, you are blessing me today. Much love to the both of you. Oh,
thank you, Vans.
Now, before we are going to greet, I would like give Robin her contact details to you. So you can contact Robin at 084-224-522. I repeat, 084-224-522. Also go visit her on Facebook, Robin Africa, and you have a page as well, eh?
Yes, I do. But my surname won't be accepted by Facebook. I don't know why. So it's R-A-F-R. C-A, without the I.
Without the I. Yes. Luister as, haal net die I weg. Dan is het net F. F. Ek gaan sommer sê, A-F-R-C-A. Kom, ek spel dit liever, ne? En jylle sal dit daar kry. So, as jylle vir haar wil nooi om haar getuienis te kom deel, of dat sy net vir jylle so ek bekie kan, vir jylle kan sien deur middel van sang, is jylle meer as welkom om dit te doen. Ek herhaal net weer die nommer, dis 084-22-44-522 en dan gaan besoek haar op Facebook, Robin, ek gaan die van spel A-F-R-C-A. Gaan kyk ook maar daar op my profiel, om het vir julle makkelijk te maak, om dan vir haar daar op te spoor en julle kan het verder vat.
May I say one last?
Of course, you can.
I do want to encourage every listener who's not based in a community, in a church, in a local church, I do want to encourage them to get connected.
Amen.
Get connected, get supported. You cannot do this journey on your own.
Yes, that is so important. Very, very important. That's vital. Amina Jewel says, wow, Robin, such confirmation. I read the same scripture this morning. Praise God. Thank you, my friend, for a beautiful, powerful testimony. Love you both. Oh, Amina, enjoy it. Amina is there in Constantia. I'm telling you, she's the daughter of a king.
Mm-hmm.
She's the queen of gospel jazz. Wow, luister as ons het so 'n wonderlike tyd gehad in die teenwoordigheid van die Here. I'm not sure if I read this message. Judith Retief, she says, thanks for the encouragement, Robin and Lady P. Thank you, Judith. So ons het aan die einde gekom van 'n baie, baie geseënde. Ek noem dit mos altyd diens, soos julle weet. And Robin, you were such a great blessing.
Thank you.
To us. Keep on singing, keep on worshiping to the glory and honor of our Lord and Savior. He has blessed you with so many gifts. You are a preacher. You are a worshiper. You are a songwriter. Wow. And so many other gifts. So
Thank you.
Just want to speak a perpetual blessing over your life.
Thank you.
That may God just continue to bless you. May he open new kingdom doors for you.
Jesus,
may he enlarge your territory.
Thank you, God.
All for his glory. And Amen. May you just go from strength to strength and
Amen.
From glory to glory for his glory.
Amen.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can greet the listeners. You can greet everyone who
were
tuned in.
Thank you so much to everyone who's tuned in. your support for today and just tuning in and listening and just supporting Lady Philippine Morkel every Wednesday for Coffee Date. I am just so thankful to everyone who sent a message or even who messaged me on my phone who I couldn't get to yet, but yeah. I definitely will respond. I want to say a deep, deep-rooted thank you so much. This has definitely encouraged me to carry on.
Amen.
And to keep moving forward, as yes, my song
yes,
says.
Yes, yes, definitely.
and I just want to give a special shout-out to my daughter, Mila
Lane.
Yes, please
do, please do.
She's a little vibrant, spunky 7-year-old who does not want to hear that she's 7. She's 8 already. It's only in April. But she's so tall for her age. She's so beautiful. She's very matured in her heart and in her heart for the Lord. She loves the Lord.
Amen.
She has a real love for the Lord, and that's what I'm thankful for. I want to also give a special shout out to my parents, Lorraine and Gideon Goliath, and my other parents, Greg Africa and Judith Africa. I also want to give a shout out to my life group ladies, Sam, Lynn, Judith, Retief, who messaged, yes. Ellie, who's also tuned in,
awesome.
Amy, Natalie, thank you everyone for messaging me and just for being there practically, who's been supporting me and holding my hand. I mean, God, may God always bless you. And also to my church. Mm. I've recently joined the worship team.
Wow.
And I must say this, my church, it is so well supported. They encourage you to have a genuine relationship with the Lord and to keep you accountable in that. So even if you do feel like you're weak and you're unstable, they pick you up and there's no judgment in that.
Wow.
But they always encourage you to serve. So Edge Church, in Edge Me, to the leaders, to everyone, I want to say thank you for welcoming and opening up your doors to me and my daughter.
Awesome. Thank you, Robin. You really bless my heart as well.
And thank you, Lady Philippine.
Ach, no, I just needed to be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to arrange that that worship.
Jazz worship.
No, I think Amina is, I don't know, when I just saw Amina's name, I said jazz. the queen of gospel jazz.
She is.
But thank you, luisteraars. Dankie vir almal wat vandag ingeskakel was. Julle was 'n groot seën, soos altyd. En volgende week maak ons weer so. Volgende week het ons weer iemand wat 'n boek geskryf het en dit gaan oor haar lewenspad met die Here en ja, dit gaan weer eens so geseend wees. Maar baie dankie aan elke luisteraar en my bemoediging aan julle is hou aan om daardie geloofslepel te roer. Bly op julle knieë want die woord van die Here sê die vurige gebed van die regverdige dra groot krag. Soos tot die volgende keer sê ek tot siens en mag die Here julle ryklik seën. Ek gaan uitspeel met laat ons opgaan. Wie gaan almal vanaand op na die huis van die Here?
Mm-hmm.
Nou ja, Filippien wil julle net daaraan herinner dat julle vanaand moet opgaan na die huis van die Here. Van my kant af, van Robin se kant af sê ons tot siens en mag die Here julle ryklik seën.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.